Every Thursday, we hear what's in and what's out from our friends at Youth Radio in our series, What's the New What? Today, our story comes from Maine. Outdoor enthusiasts there have been taking full moon adventures, paddling out on lakes and bays to celebrate the last week of summer. What's new? How people are riding the waters. Molly Adams reports.
What's the new what? Kayaking is the new canoeing. The open-hold canoe is classic Americana. Boy Scouts don't kayak, they canoe. They even earn canoe badges. But lately, faster, sleeker, lighter kayaks have overshadowed and outsold the heavy, lumbering canoe. And who cares? Well, we Mainers do. Canoes are the Maine paddle craft. They are part of our history.
A lot of place names here in Maine, Kennebec, Penobscot, Presumpscot, Machias, their river names.
That's Zip Kellogg, the author of The Whole Paddler's Catalog.
They have names like that because the Native Americans were traveling on these rivers in their canoes, mostly.
My earliest memory of a canoe is falling out of it. Maybe that's why kayaks sail better. They don't tip as easily. Zip doesn't think so.
It's when people get in it that things start to happen.
You can see how the canoe versus kayak debate gets personal. But preferences aside, Maine's top paddling retailer, Johnson Outdoors, says kayaks are outselling canoes almost 3-1. I went to try out a kayak myself, something I haven't done in a couple of years.
Go ahead and get in there and get your butt as far back in the seat as it'll go.
All right. I'm in the Harrisiket Bay in Freeport, Maine on a kayak tour. I meet Ken and Eric DeSmit there, a father-son pair from Ohio.
Yeah. I'd rather go kayaking than canoeing.
Is it because it's, like, faster, or...?
It's easier, too.
Have you ever been canoeing before, Ken?
Many, many years ago in the Boy Scouts.
That's the problem right there, kids these days. They learn how to paddle in a kayak, not a canoe, like the Boy Scouts did, and do. Families are buying 3 or 4 kayaks apiece if they can afford it. 2 small or tandem kayaks for the kids, 2 for the adults. That's a big shift from buying 1 canoe per family. And in Freeport, Maine, L.L. Bean's Alice and Drenyak has canoes in stock. They're just outnumbered.
Recreational kayaks are significantly up in sales. This is a me boat, so people who have limited time can go out by themselves.
These me boats, in personalized colors like cloud and sunrise, are taking over, even as canoe sales remain steady. In a sign of the times, an Old Town Maine fixture, Old Town Canoes, is now called Old Town Canoes and Kayaks. I feel somewhat wistful about the rise of the kayak. I like canoes. They're kind of dorky in a slow, sweet way, and you can meet a friend in the middle to share a sandwich. Maybe in a few years, canoes will become an object of nostalgic lust and come back on top. But for now, here in Maine, kayaking is the new canoeing.
That's Molly Adams. She comes to us as part of the Youth Radio and Day-to-Day series, What's the New What?